Hey guys, welcome back to the Road to Madness podcast. I'm Min Dong.
I'm Matt Giglio. 105 days until March Madness tips off.
Yep, 105 days left, and another week has gone by. And this past week was probably the most eventful week ever in college basketball. I mean, we've done many weeks of this. I feel like we're near that 200-week mark of this podcast, and probably this one week alone. This past week has been super eventful.
Yeah, the weekend was insane. Most upsets I've seen in a single day in a long time. A lot of upsets, a lot of crazy games, a lot of chaos, and it's only December. So if that doesn't excite you for March Madness, I don't know what will. So excited for the season, and a lot of stuff to cover. So first and foremost, the glorious AP poll with a ton of changes as we expected. Every single team trended up or down, some significant, some not so significant, but trends are trends. So without further ado, get into the normal spiel, and I'll kick it to you with your poll.
Yep, week number 5 of the AP poll. And this week, we have a new number one team. They received 59 of the 63 votes to be the number one team, and that will be none other than the undefeated Arizona Wildcats. Right, Wildcats? I'm not tripping, wow. Right?
You're not tripping.
At that. And number 2, receiving one of the 63 votes, they're defeated. It is number 2, Kansas. And rounding out the top 3, receiving the last 3 votes to be the number 1 team, that would be 8-0 Houston, rounding out the top 3. Number 4, after their loss to Northwestern, is Purdue. And number 5 is UConn. 6, Baylor. 7, Gonzaga. And 8, down 5 spots after their loss, Marquette. Our biggest riser in the AP poll is none other than the number 19. That would be UNC, and rounding out the top 10, obviously my Creighton Blue Jays. Number 11, Florida Atlantic. Number 12, Texas. And number 13, rising up 7 spots, continuing their impressive season, Colorado State. I know you're psyched about that. Yeah. And number 14, right behind them, having a very surprising season as well, BYU. And rounding out the top 15, Miami. 16, Kentucky. 17, Tennessee. 18, James Madison. 19, Oklahoma. 20, Illinois. 21, Texas A&M. And our biggest faller, number 22, after a horrendous week. We'll go over that later. That would be Duke. Welcome to the top 25 at 23, debuting one of your favorite programs the past years, Wisconsin. Welcome to the AP Top 25, this number 24 team. I know you're stoked for me to say this. Clemson debuts at 24. And welcome back to the Top 25, San Diego State. It's been a while since we've seen you here, but glad to have a number next to your name. And the drops, Villanova, Mississippi State, and Alabama. The top 5 receiving votes, Virginia at 26, Ohio State at 27, TCU at 28, Northwestern at 29, and Bama at 30. What are your thoughts on week 5 of the 8?
Give me a quick second. It's under this account. If I can, oh, I don't even know what to call it. Hold on. Where'd the account go? I don't know. Anyways, I guess that's not very relevant, but we've seen a ton of upsets this past weekend. We saw Wisconsin beat Marquette. We saw Duke lose to Georgia Tech. We've seen a lot of other upsets that I can't think of, but there's been a lot, so it's hard to keep track of. But, UNC Wilmington beat – who'd they beat? Kentucky? Yeah. We've seen a lot of crazy things happen, and that's the beauty of the sport, as we always say. So, fantastic poll. Crazy to see 2 blue bloods drop in Kentucky and Duke. Duke's now 5-3, which is a little alerting, considering it is only week 5 of the poll. Kentucky is now 6-2. Also alerting. All in all, very good poll. Shout out to Clemson, 7-0, looking fantastic thus far. And happy to see a number next to their name. I really am. And I said it to you when I saw the poll come out. My favorite poll ever. We see Texas, we see Colorado State, we see Wisconsin, and we see Clemson. So I can't be happier with this poll. I know I was off the Wisconsin train last year, but might have to hop back on it. They're looking pretty good, 6-2 so far with some quality wins. Lost Tennessee and Providence, which are two fine losses, but they beat Virginia and Marquette. Big game against Michigan State today for them. We'll talk about that later. They also play Arizona this weekend as well. So very good stuff going on around the league, and cannot complain. So very excited, very happy, and yeah, still a lot of season left. So too early to call, but yeah, there's some teams that look very good. Some teams that sometimes just see the wrong side of them turn. So yeah, there's a lot of stuff left to cover, like I said, but very, very excited with this poll.
Yeah, two complaints for me. The first one, I don't think Duke should be a top 25 team. I mean, they're at 22, but they just had a horrendous week. They did not look like a top 25 team whatsoever. So I feel as though they should not be in this poll. I feel like Virginia or Ohio State or even TCU should be on it instead. I feel like Duke has a name or a number next to the name because it is Duke. It is a historic program, and that is the reason they received votes. And number two, Colorado State at 13. I think it's too low for them. I think they're a top 10 team. They look like a top 10 team so far. I mean, right now I'd have them over Texas. I'd also have them over FAU. That's a questionable one. And I clearly have them over Creighton after what they did to them. Yeah. Colorado State having their highest ranking ever as a program. And it's just a start for them. I think they're going to be a very good team. I think they're going to keep rising on these rankings as long as they have no blemishes on their record.
Definitely agree. And a couple conferences kicking off with conference play. I want to quickly address Grand Canyon in the WAC 2-0. Tarleton State in the WAC is also 2-0. Where else we got? Clemson. They only played one ACC game, but they did beat Pitt this weekend. A couple other teams have won a game. I'm not going to judge them that too much. MVC, as we know, it's going to be a bloodbath. Drake and Indiana State and Belmont and Illinois State currently sit at 2-0. Two surprises there, maybe two teams we expected to be at top of the MVC this year. Murray State is 1-1. Southern Illinois has lost their first game. So interesting stuff there. And the MAAC, it is Marist, who is sitting at 2-0, and St. Peter's also at 2-0, which is St. Peter's might be back. We shall see. Yeah, that'll be an interesting one. Purdue Fort Wayne 2-0 in the Horizon, as well as Northern Kentucky and Youngstown State. Purdue Fort Wayne, they also had a big win this weekend. I forget who they played. They played, oh, maybe I'm wrong. They played Oakland, and Oakland beat someone big. When was that? They beat Xavier, correct? Yes. Yeah. That was like last week. Whatever. Same thing. But yeah, so conference play starting. So we'll cover that more once we see more games. Big Ten's also had one game under their slate for half the teams. But yeah, that's about it for conference play terms. But looking at the top performers, I've seen a couple guys in mind. Some mid-majors, some high majors. So I'll start with a guy I have to give love to, Isaiah Stevens. Have to give love to him. I have to. 17 points per game, 3 rebounds, 8 assists per game. Currently tied for second in assists per game this year. He had a very good game this weekend against – oh, they played Washington. Well, I guess they haven't played in a while, I guess. But, yeah, 12-5, 3 rebounds, 2 steals, pretty good stat line. Pretty low in scoring, only 12 points. But, hey, it's okay. He's still been bombed. He had 20 against Creighton and Colorado, so he deserves a shout-out. Vontarius Woolbright gets a shout-out. What school is he from, you know?
Ooh. Can you name me the conference?
It is the Southern Conference, the SoCon.
SoCon, Woolbright. I've heard that name before.
Yeah. Transferred from, oh, no, I guess he's been there.
Huh. Hold up. Let me think real quick. I need a minute.
I'll give you a hint. This team has been very surprising this year.
SoCon. I'm gonna take a wild guess here, and I feel like it is the wrong answer, but I'm gonna go out on a limb and say Chattanooga.
Would you like another guess or no?
It can't be Furman. It cannot be. It's no way it's UNC Greensboro.
It's not.
It can't be Mercer.
It's not.
Huh. SoCon, huh?
SoCon.
It's not Samford, is it?
Nope. I'll give you one more guess, then I'm telling you.
The SoCon. Is it? Oh, it's Western Carolina. Oh my God.
It is Western Carolina.
Ah, I knew it.
They are sneaky 6-1 so far. Just lost their first game of the year, actually, to Gardner-Webb Saturday. Wow. But in that game, Woolbright had 35 and 14. He's been averaging 22, 12 rebounds, and 5 assists. So shout out to him. He's a guard, by the way, and he's averaging 12 rebounds a game. Very impressive stuff. And third guy is Isaiah Cozart out of Eastern Kentucky. Eastern Kentucky is 3-3, but Cozart's been putting up some good stats, 14.5 points per game, 10.5 rebounds, and the big stat, 6 blocks per game, currently leading the NCAA in blocks per game with 6. So shout out to him. Any other guys that caught your eye?
Nah, I think you named them all. And obviously, I'm 21 now, so I can say all I want with the gambling stuff. Western Carolina to win the SoCon at plus 800. That's what I have. I have that bet. I just wanted to let you guys know. I think it's a good value bet. Speaking of the SoCon, you gave me that idea. But, yeah, I think Western Carolina is a very good team. I think they're – I wouldn't really call them a dark horse, but, I mean, with the odds that they have right now, they're like the fourth – they have the fourth best odds. I think that's a value play that I'm willing to take, and I did.
Definitely agree. And looking at games of the week, you got any games you saw? I mean, you talk about all the upsets you want. I mean, I want to give a quick shout out to App State, by the way. They beat Auburn this weekend, which was very impressive. App State now, two very good quality wins. They have beat a couple quality wins. They beat UNC Wilmington by 30, who just beat Kentucky, by the way, by a good amount. And they just beat Auburn by 5, so I want to give a shout to them. Very good game that they had. Any other games you saw? I can keep looking down the list, but it might take me a while to find a good game. There's just so many good upsets that I didn't really look at good games per se, but anything you saw?
Yeah, I might have to go down the list too. I saw just a lot of just great good college basketball the past week.
Oh, Drexel Villanova was another one that I saw. Oh, no, it was the who was it? The game with the buzzer beater, the sick buzzer beater. Who it was a Philly 5 game. I forget who was it though. You know what I'm talking about, right?
It was Penn.
Yeah, it was Penn against who? I forget. LaSalle. It was LaSalle that LaSalle hit the sick buzzer beater against Penn to win that game.
Yep.
Yes. That was a sick game. A lot of buzzer beaters. There's a lot of cool stuff going on, but just a couple that caught my eye. But yeah, we can. Oh, and Vermont and Yale. Vermont was down 5 with like a couple seconds left.
Oh, that's
yeah. And they got a steal. Oh, they got a quick layup. Got a quick layup to bring it to 3, and then fouled on 3-point, 4-point play, and they hit the free throw to win that game, which was bizarre to me. But yeah.
Yep. And team of the week. I'll do team of the week. All right. I have 14 of them. They're the remaining 14 teams undefeated. I'll name the list. Clemson, Baylor, Princeton, Colorado State, I'm sorry. Houston, BYU, Cincy, Nevada, Arizona, Ole Miss, Oklahoma, TCU, South Carolina, and James Madison. Those are our 14 teams of the week and also the 14 undefeated teams that remain this season. What's most surprising to you, and who do you think will be the last undefeated team remaining?
I'm surprised South Carolina is still undefeated. They're off to a very good start.
Easy schedule, though. They played a ridiculous easy schedule.
They'll meet their match this week. I know who they're playing this week.
SEC play will come, and boom, you see them at the very bottom.
Yeah. But last team undefeated, I mean, obviously I'd love to say Clemson. But in terms of scheduling and stuff like that, I'd probably go with the Dukes of James Madison. I think they got the best chance to be the last undefeated, just looking at schedule-wise alone. If I had to say so, it'd probably be a mid-major team that's still undefeated. But yeah, I give it to the Dukes that remain the last team undefeated.
I'm gonna go with a similar team, a mid-major team. I'm going with Princeton. So yeah, I believe one of the two of the mid-major teams will be the last one undefeated. But yeah.
I wish it was Clemson, but I think they'll lose eventually. We'll see when. But yeah, let's get to the slate. We got a very good slate today and the rest of the week. First game, let's start with a banger. 6:30 tonight. It is the Jimmy V Classic, and it is number 11, Florida Atlantic, taking on number 20, Illinois. Fantastic game, ESPN 6:30. Who do you got winning this game?
Yeah, the Jimmy V Classic, always a great event, obviously. Rip Jimmy V. I'm going to go with Florida Atlantic here.
I'm also going to take Florida Atlantic, but it will be a very close game. I will tell you that much.
Mm-hmm. And another ranked game during that time, number 17, Tennessee hosts George Mason. George Mason is 7-1 after losing Kim English to Providence. Who do you have in this one?
George Mason off to a very good start without Kim English, like you said. I'm very impressed with them. They've had a couple good wins. They only lost to Charlotte. But they took down a very good Toledo team. They beat East Carolina, South Dakota State. A couple good wins under their belt. I think they keep it close, but I do believe the Vols get it done considering they are at home.
Yeah, I'm a big Vols guy, and you know that. Everyone knows that. Give me the upset here. Yeah. Give me George Mason to pull off the upset in Knoxville.
Definitely don't hate it at all. And we move to the Big East Big 12 battle. I think there was a couple games already played in this. Yes, there was. Because Butler beat Texas Tech. Or did Texas Tech win? I think – I actually don't remember. I know the game went to OT. I was watching that game. It was Mr. Scream that I was very – caught my eye on. The Bucknell transfer that went to Butler. I forget who won that game. I think – I want to say it was Butler.
Butler won in OT.
Okay, that's what I thought. But we got another Big East, Big 12 battle. It is Providence 7-1 taking on one of the undefeateds you mentioned. It is Oklahoma, number 19. Game is in Norman. Who do you have winning this game?
Yeah, this is a matchup I'm definitely watching today. This is a game of choice for me today. I mean, Illinois and FAU is a great matchup, but I think FAU is gonna kill Illinois. That's just my opinion. So I'm definitely watching this game. I think this is an evenly matched game, and I think Oklahoma is a little bit fraudulent. I mean, they've had a great season so far. I think they're going to be a tournament team as long as they can remain 500 in Big 12 play. But give me Providence in this one.
I don't hate the pick. I mean, Oklahoma, they beat a very good USC team, and they've also beaten Iowa. That's really all the only notable games on their resume thus far. Providence does have the one loss coming off a good win against Rhode Island. Their only loss is to K-State, but they've beaten Wisconsin and Georgia in their resume. And I'm going to take Oklahoma just because they're at home, but I think it will be a very closely, evenly matched game. It is also Providence's first road game, true road game. So, and Oklahoma's 5-0 at home. So,
yep, for sure. And next up, we got a Big Ten matchup on Peacock TV. You got to be subscribed. I do not have Peacock TV, unfortunately. But Michigan State on a downhill spiral still. They host number 23, Wisconsin. Who do you have in this one? A Big Ten home game
for Michigan. Why is it not on Big Ten Network? That's very disappointing. So yeah, I can't watch it, unfortunately, but I'm gonna rock with my Badgers. I think they get the job done in East Lansing. It should be a very good game once again, but yeah, someone's telling me the Badgers are gonna roll, so I got Wisconsin winning this game. Michigan State 4-3, not the start you expected for them, considering they were I think they were fourth in the preseason poll. So yeah, they got some work to do. This would be a good win kicking off their Big Ten play, but I got the Badgers winning this game.
Yeah, I don't. It's a Big Ten home game for Michigan State. Give me the home team, especially a team as talented as Michigan State at home. Give me them.
Fair enough. And we'll stay at 7. We got one of the undefeateds playing. We got Princeton taking on Drexel, who just took down Villanova. Then they have some more magic to knock off this very hot Princeton team.
Nope. Give me Princeton.
I think they have some magic, but I still believe Princeton wins this game. I also have Princeton going to 9-0 on the year.
And another Big East, Big 12 battle. We got Kansas State hosting Villanova. Kansas State escaped North Alabama overtime. I had $5 on this game to win 13 cents. I don't want to tell you guys why, but yeah, it's just I needed Kansas State to win just for something. But who do you have in this one?
I'm going to be going with Villanova, but I think both these teams kind of are not performing very well thus far. K-State is at home. They are 5-0 at home. I will be going with K-State.
I will be going with Villanova in this one. I mean, their resume is just all over the place. Oh, I cannot wait to see come March where they will be seated, because I think this is a tournament team. I think they're going to have some great wins in Big East play. But the losses, man, they're just confusing. I mean, they got swept in the Big Five play, and that's just like, how do you, like, I know, like their rivals have something to play for, but come on, like, Villanova is supposed to be the cream of the crop in the Big Five, and they would finish dead last. So I'm not too sure, but against everybody else, they look like they're a top 10 team. I mean, they won in Atlantis, so I'm taking Villanova against another Power Five team.
Agreed. It should be a good game. I don't even know what I said. I think I started with Villanova and then I switched to K-State. I guess I'll take K-State, whatever. Speaking of K-State, or the state of Kansas, number two Kansas takes on Kansas City. So we got a Kansas little in-state rivalry here. Not rivalry, but a little in-state matchup here. Kansas is favorite by 26.5. Let's get a point count.
Kansas by 37.
Kansas by 32.
Mm-hmm. And the matchup of the evening is the other game of the Jimmy V Classic, a top 10 matchup. Number 5, UConn. Number 9, UNC. Two blue bloods. Can't get better than that. Who do you have?
Fantastic game. Fantastic game indeed. I'm going to take UConn to win this game.
Yeah, I'm going to take UConn as well. I think they're a better team coming into this game.
I want to give a shout-out to Elliot Cadeau, though. I've watched a couple of his games. He's looked very good. The freshman at North Carolina, he's looked very good. Harrison Ingram's also looked very good in his UNC blue now that he's transferred over from Stanford. But I still think UConn wins this game. Should be a great matchup between Baycott and Dominic Clingan. Very excited for that matchup. But let's continue forward with another Big East Big 12 battle. It is Seton Hall going to Waco to take on number 6, Baylor. Baylor's still undefeated. Seton Hall, interesting start to the year, have lost to USC and Iowa. Haven't really beat anyone too notable yet. Think they get the job done in Waco?
Not at all.
Yeah, no, neither. I got Baylor.
Oh, that was my answer.
Well,
all right. Point count again.
Turn.
Yeah, I know. You interrupted me.
Okay.
Point count again. Point count again. That's the third time I'm about to say that. I need a point count for this game. Number 7, Gonzaga.
That's the fourth time.
Arkansas Pine Bluff. What's the point count?
Spread 34.5. I got Gonzaga by 40, 45.
Gonzaga by 41.
Number 14, BYU, taking on a sneaky Evansville team. This Evansville team is very interesting. 7-1, very surprised by this Evansville team. I don't know if we should do a point. We probably should, but who do you have in this game?
I don't know if this spread.
I don't know.
This spread looks a little skewed. I mean,
I agree.
Like, if I was a degenerate, I'd be betting Evansville, but. You know, like, I'm a wise gambler, not like you. You like just tossing money on whatever you can. But
that's a lie.
Me, I find the best two things I get and put that into a parlay. If it hits, great. If it doesn't hit, great. But give me BYU. I don't think they're covering this 24.5 spread, but, you know, I think they'll win by double digits.
Yeah, I think they won by 18. I do have BYU winning them.
And this game is on upset alert, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. Grand Canyon hosting 25 San Diego State. You know that atmosphere is going to be rocking in this one. Who do you have in this one?
Yeah, should be a great game. I'm very excited for it. I'm going to be taking give me the Lopes at home. I got to take the Lopes. I'm on upset alert in this one. I got Grand Canyon winning this game.
Yeah, give me Grand Canyon as well.
9 o'clock will stay here. We got a very interesting mid-major matchup. It is North Texas, 5-2, taking on Boise State, who is 4-3. A very slow start to Boise State, but they are at home. You got a good quality win against North Texas. They're going to get the job done at home.
I do. They're coming off a win against St. Mary's, who is 3-5. And
yeah,
starting to become a little nervous about that Final Four call. And obviously, I can't retract it yet. I won't retract it until my bracket comes out. So as of now, St. Mary's is still in my Final Four. But give me Boise State here.
I got Boise State as well, but I think it'll be a very close and low-scoring game.
Yeah, and two programs we don't really like, but it is a Big Ten matchup. Michigan taking on Indiana. Who do you have?
I got Indiana. They've already been dealing with some health issues, which is not good for their program, but they've looked pretty good. The only loss is to UConn. So, yeah, I'm going to take Indiana.
Give me Michigan at home, the Big Ten home game. Until it's, I mean, it's just beginning of conference play in Big Ten. Just give me the home game every time until I see something.
Fair enough. And I think that is all we have for today's slate. I'm not even going to include St. Mary's because they're not looking great. So let's go to Wednesday's slate. We start, there's an 11 o'clock game on Wednesday at 8 a.m. or 11 a.m. Not worth noting, but cool. Let's go to an interesting ACC Big Ten matchup. Not in the challenge because that is not a challenge, but it is Rutgers 5-2 going to Wake Forest to take on the Demon Deacons. Wake Forest 3-0 at home, but Wake Forest is 4-3 on the year. Do you think Wake Forest can get it done at home, or do you think you have Rutgers winning this game?
Yeah, I think this is a more even matchup than people expect. I think this is two teams who are in the middle of the pack in their respective conferences. I'm gonna take the Big Ten over the ACC here. Give me Rutgers.
I'm also gonna take Rutgers, but Hunter Sass has looked pretty good for Wake Forest. The Gonzaga transfer, excited to see what he can do in ACC play. Currently averaging 19 points per game, so shout out to him. But I also do have Rutgers winning this game.
Yep, and we need a point count here. 15 Miami hosting LIU Long Island. Who do you have in this one?
Yeah, LIU is one of the bottom feeders in the Division One. I got Miami by 38.
Miami by 32.
Fair enough. Let's keep looking down. Hey, Bryant plays. Hopefully they can win that game. Won't mention it, though. But
analytically speaking, they're facing the worst team in college basketball for global analytics. And it is super surprising to see those last three teams. I mean, one of them was a team that always struggles. I forgot who. But
Missouri Valley State.
Yeah, Missouri Valley State was second to last. Siena was last, and third to last was Buffalo. So, and we mentioned in the last episode last week that it's kind of saddening to see Buffalo struggling because they ran the MAC for a while.
It is very sad indeed. I miss the old Buffalo. But regardless, man, I want to cover this Memphis game, but VCU's off to a very bad start as well. So I'm going to skip over it. And I guess we'll go to 8 o'clock. I guess we will. It is a point count probably once again. It is number three Houston taking on Rice. You want to do a point
count? I'll do a point count. I think it's going to be a lot closer than people expect. I'm going to go Houston. Houston by 13.
Uh-oh.
You're good. You're good. Keep talking.
You're still there?
Yeah, of course. I can see.
My connection just.
Oh, you're still.
Oh, you just froze. Did you get your point count yet?
Yeah, Houston by 13.
13?
Yep.
Jeez. I'm going to go Houston by 25.
And two teams. This is probably the game of the day tomorrow. Number eight Marquette hosting number 12 Texas. I'm sure you have both of these teams in your Final Four, right? If I last recalled.
Oh, I don't. I actually didn't pick Texas in my Final Four.
Right. So who do you got in this one?
I'm taking Texas. I don't have my Final Four, though. But that could be subject to change, of course. But, yeah, this is a very big game for both teams. Early in December, but very crucial game. So, yeah, let's go Horns. It will be a very close game, though. but I don't know. I mean, Texas only lost to UConn by 4, which is a quality good loss. Marquette, that loss to Wisconsin is not great. So we'll see what happens. But give me the Horns, baby. Let's go.
Give me Marquette at home.
Of course, he picked them. Sad. All right, here's the game I was talking about. Two undefeateds, a rivalry matchup. It is South Carolina coming to Clemson, number 24. I will probably be in attendance for this game. First game of the year for me in attendance, 8 o'clock. Who do you got winning this game?
Clemson. South Carolina is not a good team. They played such a light schedule. That's why they're 7-0. I mean, I hope they have the confidence to come in and win at Clemson, and they should because they're 7-0. But Clemson just looked very good this year. And, yeah, I'm willing to say that. Clemson looks very good this year. And their ceiling looks pretty high. I think they have a – right now, if I had to guess their ceiling, I'd guess they have an Elite Eight ceiling right now. So give me Clemson. Oh,
very nice. I'm also picking Clemson. Joe Girard has been the X factor of this team. I've loved seeing him play thus far. Can't wait to see him in person. Yeah, I'll be at this game tomorrow. Don't you worry. 8 o'clock, book it. You'll see it on the social medias. First game of the year, very excited. Let's go tag it, baby.
Yep, and we go to 9 o'clock. We need a point count in this one. 13 Colorado State versus Denver. Who do you have?
I got the Rams, and I got the Rams by 24.
I think this game's closer than expected as well. Nah. Colorado State by 9.
Nah, they went by double digits. Yeah, Denver's been off to a pretty good start. Shout out to them, but I don't know. A team that I would love to see shine, like I say it every year, there's always light at the end of the tunnel. I might have to retract that statement. DePaul is 1-6. Really, DePaul? You're 1-6? Come on. I'm very disappointed. I thought DePaul was on the up-up, but clearly they're not. They've only beat South Dakota. They've lost to Long Beach State, Purdue, Fort Wayne, San Fran, South Carolina, Northern Illinois, which is a tough loss, and Iowa State. And unfortunately for them, they have to go to College Station to take on Texas A&M, number 21. I'd probably do a point count, but come on, DePaul. I'm just disappointed. Who do you have in this game?
Texas A&M.
Yeah, I do too. How much do you have them winning by?
Next up, we go to the West Coast.
How much do you have them winning by?
I have them winning by like 18.
All right. I agree.
All right. Sad. Yeah, next up, we go to the West Coast. We go to New Mexico versus UC Santa Barbara. Be a great game for the mid-major lovers out west. Who do you have in this one?
Ooh, yeah, Santa Barbara. They're off to an interesting start. I mean, they're 4-2. They'll be okay. Jay Mitchell's still hooping. He's been very good. I forgot Johan Torore is there. I think this is 13 now. I know he started with South Florida. Ooh, where did he go?
What? He started off with Auburn. He's a sophomore.
Oh, what? Who am I thinking of? Wait. Who am I thinking of?
You're thinking about...
Oh, I'm thinking of Alexis Yentra. That's what I'm thinking of. Sorry. But, oh, yeah. Wasn't he a 5-star?
Yeah.
Oh, gee. I didn't know he transferred. Oh, well. But, yeah, Jay Mitchell's back. So, Santa Barbara is still pretty good. But, unfortunately for them, they're going to the pit. And good teams always die in the pit. So, I'm taking New Mexico to win this game.
Yeah, fun fact, A.J. Mitchell was out the first two games. That's why they have their two losses. But since he is back, they are 4-0. New Mexico, Jamal Mashburn, and Jalen House, they're both game-time decisions. And either one plays or both play. But I know one of them is at least going to play. It's just which one is. And if both play, I think New Mexico wins this. But I'm banking on one of them to miss this game. Give me UC Santa Barbara here.
Yeah, I did not know that. So thank you for that information. But yeah, I believe that's all for Wednesday. We will quickly go to Thursday. A little rapid fire action. 7:30, Battle of the Iowas, Iowa State. Who do you have?
Yeah, this is the only game probably we have for Thursday.
Oh, gee, I didn't see how many games
there are. Yeah. So, yeah, this is it. The last game. And it's none other than a rivalry matchup, the Battle of Iowa. This rivalry in football and in basketball, it's always fun to watch, and I'll definitely be tuned in if I have nothing else to do on a Thursday night, which I do because the Steelers will be playing the Pats. And
you're watching that game? Yeah.
Come on, yeah, man. Right. My Steelers are still 7-5. I mean, the matchup, Bailey Zapp versus Mitch Trubisky, cannot wait to watch that. I mean, such a great matchup. QB matchup.
Oh, great matchup.
That's besides the point. Give me Iowa State in the Hilton Coliseum.
Yeah, I also have Iowa State. I'm at home. They're a different breed, so I also have Iowa State. And looking at Friday's slate, there's also no games to be even noted. There's what's going on? Thursday and Friday, there's just no good games. Very small slate. So from the looks of it, we'll be back on Friday to cover the weekend slate because, as you know, the weekends are always.
You haven't covered a weekend in a while, so we should. We'll
cover the weekend. There's a lot of great games on here just looking at it from afar. So don't you worry. We'll be back on Friday to cover the rest of the games. But, yeah, some pretty good games tonight to watch out for as well as tomorrow. Jeez, sorry. Once again, you will see me tomorrow at 8 p.m. at Little John to watch my undefeated ranked Tigers play. So stay tuned for that on social media. If you're not following us already, at @TheOtherTeam_podcast on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok. Check out the podcasts anywhere pretty much you can find the podcast, Spotify, Apple, Amazon, Google. You name it. We're on most of the platforms. So if we're not, by the way, shoot us a text, shoot us a DM, shoot us an email. We'd love to put it on wherever you guys prefer to watch. But, yeah, it's going to be back. Week 5 underway. We'll see what happens with these upsets. We'll cover all these games on Friday. But you got any closing thoughts?
Yeah, still in the process of ramping things up. Where, like I said, hopefully we could get one out on Friday. But our semester both ends. Your semester should end real soon, right? Next week?
Finals is next week for me, yes.
Well, good luck on those. My finals is the week after your week, but I do have the week off next week to study for the finals. So once we're back home, we'll definitely be ramping these up to 2-3 episodes a week. But for now, should be just one or two. We'll hopefully get one for you guys on Friday.
Absolutely. And more in-person episodes coming soon. We need to play our glorious Guess Who game over break. I cannot wait for that. I need to win that. And fantasy-wise, Mendong's fantasy football team.
Yeah, let's not talk about
not
that.
Good. No, no, let's talk about
we're going to cut off if you don't end it soon.
All right. Well,
I'm 3-10. I've been eliminated. Yeah, you're not good, a lot of money to a lot of people. That's all you have to know.
All right. And that's all we got for today's episode. Thank you guys for tuning in. As always, it's always March, baby.
I'm winning the fantasy football game.